Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, June 29th, 2016. I am Andrea Daniel, and today my guest is Kai Mann, owner and operator of iAllergy, Inc., a social media consulting and promotions firm, and a whole lot more that we'll hear about during the interview. And I had a second guest scheduled for today, Diana Klopa of Grey Wolf Publishing, but she had to reschedule, so that just leaves more time to talk with Kai Mann, and that will happen right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Nobles on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.MichiganLiteraryNetwork.com.
And you're tuned in to Michigan Literary Network Radio for June 29th, 2016. My guest today is Kai Mann of iAllergy, Inc., an innovative, navigational, and creative company that works with its clients from the inside out. And the company is a lot of things. They do public relations, marketing, promotions, publishing, branding and development, and they also offer life coaching, brand strategy, and organic business coaching. iAllergy, Inc. assists its clients in developing, building, rebuilding, or restructuring their lives, which in turn helps to give a foundation to their ideas and brands. And I must say that I have the distinct opportunity of working with Kai Mann and iAllergy, Inc., and I know firsthand the benefit of having the company as a partner in all I do. And I want to take this opportunity to welcome Kai Mann and of iAllergy, Inc. To Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello, Kai.
Hi, Andy. Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I am so honored. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I'm so glad that you are on the air with me today. And since my second guest was rescheduled, like I said earlier, we have lots of time to talk, and I'm so glad about that. Because I want to cover a lot of ground and give our listeners a good taste of your services. And I want to start with why iAllergy, Inc.? And I ask this because I met you about maybe 5 years ago, and you were at that time an aspiring writer. Then you independently published your books, 30 Day Notice and Abandoned Property, under your publishing company, Scribical Vibes. Then I looked up and you were a consultant. So that's a lot of growth in that time. So just tell us about you and Iology, Inc., and why?
Well, I'll say this. Let's start with this. I was able to do promotions for myself. I was able to walk into the vein of not only just promoting and marketing myself, but to be able to know exactly what it is that I needed to do. I had had a great experience with the Motown Writers Network. It gave me a plethora of information. And I decided if I can do what I do for myself, I could do this for other people. I could help them as well. So it became Scriblical Vibes. I did some promotions and marketing through Scriblical Vibes as well as publishing another author. And then I decided, let's take this to another level because the clients that I had, they needed something different. I can tell because of the fact that I was kind of paying attention to each of my clients and trying to figure out how I could do things better, trying to figure out how I can help them go to a different level. And out of Scriblical Vibes Publishing was birthed Iology, Inc., and that's where we are right now here today.
Okay, so I'm going to back up because you said something that really struck me. You said you walked into Motown Writers Network and you learned a lot, and you learned so much that you could parlay that into doing the promotions for yourself and bouncing off of that to do to service other authors. So you learned that much from the Motown Writers Network, and you actually did what you learned.
Yes. And which is, I know you think it's strange because some people, we tend to go to different conferences, we tend to go to different networks, and we hear all of the information, but a lot of times people don't put that information into play. And I did not. I came for a reason. I came first and foremost because I felt like there was some place that I needed to be and that the Motown Writers Network was the foundation for that place. And when I went in, I was very attentive. I listened to everything that Sylvia Hubbard, who is the guru, the founder, the everything, the end-all be-all of Motown Writers Network, I listened to the things that she said. You know, so that helped lay a groundwork for what I already wanted or had the essence of me to do. So it was amazing just being able to be in that particular space and to be open and receptive to what it was that was given to me at the Motown Writers Network, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, you're right. A lot of times we do go to conferences and workshops and seminars, and we either start off afterwards all excited and we start doing some things and then we fall off, but you kept at it. So I want to commend you for that and thank you for taking
thank
all
you.
Of that in and sticking with it. Yeah. So
thank you.
You have a varied roster of clients with Iology Inc. You work with nonprofits, public figures, videographers, authors, entrepreneurs, coaches, and show hosts. And so who is the Iology Inc. ideal client?
The ideal client is one who is coachable, one who is ready to move to a different level, one who is ready to move to a different dimension. That is the ideal Iology Inc. client, yes.
Okay. How did you determine that the ideal client is first and foremost one who is coachable? Why is that important to you?
Well, actually, that's through trial and error. Normally what happens is most times that we are in life and we believe that we're ready to move to a different level. We are. We think, okay, it's time. I should be here, and I'm not, so I'm ready to move to that next level. We think we've laid some groundwork when all in actuality we have not. Sometimes what that The difference between where we are and that next level, sometimes that space is so wide that we find that when we're in that space, it's harder to navigate than normal. So having to kind of work with different people and trying to figure out what it is that how I can best serve people, I came to the conclusion that a client needed to be coachable. Coachable, excuse me. And that's normally because when we're coachable, we're pliable, we're open to receive whatever it is that our brand strategist or our social media specialist is trying to give them. Because a lot of times we think that when we go into spaces, oh, I already know that. Well, we might know certain things, but have you really applied it? So just travel, just going through, you know, trial and error has pretty much made me be able to define what the ideal client is.
Okay. So let's say someone wants to work with you, like after they hear this interview, what's the first thing that you do?
Well, the first thing that I do after they've contacted me is I do an intake with them. I sit down with them. I ask them what their goals are. I ask them what they've tried, what has worked, what hasn't worked. And there's some other, you know, distinct questions that I ask them so that I get a feel for if they're ready or not. So I can, you know, be able to tell, you know, let's say this person may be ready. Maybe they're not right. They're not quite ready yet. But if we do a little bit of work with them in this particular area, maybe we can get them to that next phase. So I do an intake with them at first.
Okay. So, and that in, like you said, that intake will let you know if they're actually ready to go to the next phase. What if they're not ready, Ty? What do you do if they're not ready?
That's a bit difficult. The phase of not being ready, I will give them some tips of certain things that they can do, you know, to try and work on these particular areas to let them know, let's do these things first before you and I, you know, get to that step of working on the inside out. So I give them some tips of things that they can do. Yeah.
Okay. So we have lots of writers and authors listening in to the show, and I know you work with all kinds of clients, but for this particular purpose, how can you assist authors with your services?
Well, we have authors that sometimes they go through a space of writer's block. Not only do we have a brand and life coaching and strategist on our team, we have that person who can walk with them because you know how sometimes we're in certain spaces. We may have written 50 books, but we get to a space where we may have a block, and sometimes we don't understand what that block is. So working with one of our life coaches, our brand strategist, that helps them to kind of figure out where it is that they've kind of like gotten stuck and help them to move. So not only, you know, do we offer the services of life coaching and brand strategy and business strategy, we also offer the services of promotions and marketing. So, and then on another level as well, a concierge service. So those are some things that we do to help authors. Authors sometimes in the space of having to obtain a graphic designer, to obtain you know, other services as well, an editor. They have to go and look, well, hey, who did you use? Hey, who did you use? Kind of trying to figure out who's the best, you know, person to use. But when they come to Iology, Inc., they can use our brand concierge service, which means that I obtain those services based upon their personality and link them up with the correct graphic designer, the correct editor for their genre and for their personality. So there's a lot of different services that Iology, Inc. works with, even with authors as well.
Right. Let's back up a little bit, Kai, because you brought up the life coach aspect of the service. And Kai, make the connection between what the life coach can do for the author, because, you know, authors, writers, we're writers, we're doing what we do, you know, maybe we're not making the connection that, you know, your life is fueling your writing and vice versa. But let's talk about that connection between the life coach and getting the writer and the author to that next level, because you do the promotions and all of that and the social media work, but that life coach, what's that for?
Okay. So let's talk about that. Okay. So I'm an author, and I have all these ideas of things that I need to do, but I can't put them into place. I have, as an author, maybe there's some blocks, maybe there's some things, or I want to go to that next level, but I'm not quite sure what it is that I need to do. I think I've tried everything. I think I've done everything, but for some reason, I'm not able to go to that next level. What a life coach does is a life coach works with you through journey mapping, through some vision plan and timeline creations to kind of help you design a path for your life and your business and also your brand. A lot of people don't realize there is a connection. You who are the brand, you have to work on yourself from the inside out in order to move to different spaces and levels in life. And sometimes we think, you know, just because we've been able to move to a certain level that we have done everything and we can continue to move into that space. But what a life coach does is kind of help you move and navigate differently and to try and do some different life strategy. Our home life, our personal lives are very intricate in who we are, and it portrays in everything that we do, from business to rearing our children to the relationships that we have with other people. Who we are on the inside is who we portray on the outside. And then sometimes we have to work on that inner person in order to get to a different level, in order to walk in a different space. We a lot of times don't realize this too. There's this saying that in order to get to where it is that you need to be, you have to make some changes. And a lot of times we think who we are will get us to that next phase. Well, who we are will not, because if it did, we would already be there, right?
Right.
So we need a little bit of help, and that's where iology comes in with, you know, a life coach, a business strategist, and a brand strategist that come in and help you get your life together in a way that you're able to move and to navigate differently to go in the space that you're looking to go. Because we cannot take the same old patterns, the same old habits, the same old us into a new space. We actually have to become almost a new creature. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah. I do. I saw a saying on a church marquee a few weeks ago, and it said, you can't open new doors with old keys. And I'm like, yep, you're right.
Exactly.
That's exactly what you're saying. That's exactly,
exactly.
What you're saying.
Exactly. Yes.
So, I love that. Yep. So let's talk about social media for authors, because that's a big part of what you do.
Well, with social media, we help. There's quite a few different things that we do. It depends on what the goal is of the client. If they are wanting to be the one who actually handles their social media, then we walk with them through a particular plan. We help them to create their brand identity. We help them to be able to develop a presence online. And we do that in a number of different ways. So it just depends on what it is that the client needs. So there are times when we, as, you know, Iology Inc. and its affiliates, we will help our clients in such a unique way that helps them to get, you know, more followers, more likes, that will also help them to get their SEO going, to kind of do different things with them. We also do, like, social media campaigns with them as well. So it just depends on what their actual goals are. And that's how we work with them from a social media aspect of it.
Okay.
Yep.
And I can say from personal experience how helpful it is and how helpful it has been to have you on board working with me to increase my online footprint, because I personally wasn't good at it. I mean, I had a presence, but I hated promoting myself. That's just not what I did. I could do that for others, but I couldn't do it for myself. And working with you, I have seen some growth in my online presence, you know, the likes and the followers and all of that, which has been very helpful. But not just that is what you did. You also just recently, and I'm testifying here, you helped me get a schedule going for the production of my new book project, and all that goes into it, because I've had a lot of things going on in my life, and we met and you said, okay, we're going to do this. You got a date. We got a date for this. We got a date. How can you do that? And some of the questions you were asking me, I couldn't answer right then. But you walked me through that. And I find that to be quite magical because I didn't know that was what you were going to do. I mean, you had some wonderful dates that you put out there for me, and it was very helpful. So talk about that end of the services that you offer, just helping people get things in order for the projects that they want to manifest.
Well, thank you, Andy. Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't realize that in order to get your social media presence in a way that is conducive for you, there are certain things that have to happen. And my company, let me just back up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as a client signs an agreement with iology, Inc., there is one thing that we automatically do. And the first thing that we automatically do is we go on all of their social media platforms and we favorite them. So we don't just follow our clients. We actually watch them. We have a third eye. So we watch them to see what type of posting that they're doing. We're looking to see who's following them. We look to see who is retweeting their tweets, who is sharing their information. And we kind of work with them as well to kind of say to them, okay, well, I see that you are able to reach these type of people, but let's try and reach another group of people. Maybe you should post like this. So that's the service that we offer. But a lot of people didn't know, a lot of our clients didn't know as well that, you know, not that we do that, they would see as we were, you know, retweeting their stuff, not just iology, Inc., but also the affiliates of iology, Inc. does the same thing. So also we take our clients and we work with them. We work with our clients hand by hand if necessary to get them, to help them to get to wherever it is that they need to be. So in the social media realm, we will sit down with them, figure out who it is that they want to be, what it is that, where it is that they want to go, how many followers, how many likes, whatever it is that they want to do. We come up and devise a plan and how it will actually happen. We help our clients organically grow. And that is because that we take that extra step. Most companies, you know, that actually, you know, do your promotions for you, they'll never sit down with you. They'll never have monthly meetings with you and kind of say, okay, so what are your goals for next month? What do we need to be promoting for next month? What do we need to market? Is there anything that you have going on? But because of the fact that we love our clients so much and we really like delve into their lives with them and we want them to be successful, we go that extra mile to make sure that they are. And you're right. We will sit down with them and come up with a plan to help them do whatever it is that they need to do. If it is creating a timeline for their book launch, we will do that. If it is them wanting to become more visible online, we'll help them do that. And we come up with different ways of doing that. Did that answer
right.
the question, Andy?
Yes, you did. yes, you did. That was a good answer. That was a good answer, and it explained it quite well what you do. And I'm going to shift a little bit because one of the things I'm noticing from you on social media these days is transparency and a sense of vulnerability. We're getting more videos with your face, lots of motivational quotes like, on Facebook today, I saw a quote of yours that read, "Sometimes we know that it's time to leave a situation and we still stay too long because we're fearful of the unknown. Being fearful is never an excuse to stay. The universe knows that it's time and will force us out, thus making everything else seem so drastic. But when you learn to flow with the process of your journey, you end up being more powerful than you could have ever imagined." Now, that's a direct quote from you. You didn't pull that from anybody else in school from anything like that. And I don't think you could have pinned that if you hadn't experienced it personally. So that kind of transparency and vulnerability, is that something you encourage your clients to be online as well?
Most definitely. The main thing that we don't realize that people want to follow us. People want to, you know, be loyal to us. They want to read our books. They really want to support us. But if we're not giving them pieces of ourselves, if we're not telling a story or telling them exactly who it is that we are, who is it exactly that they're following? So in an effort to be more authentic in the things that we say and do, I always encourage my clients to be authentic and to make sure that they're sharing certain aspects. Now, I'm not going to say if you're having a fight with your husband to be all online doing that. No, don't do that. But what I'm saying is the authenticity of who you are as a person, share that with the world. Share that because people really need to know exactly who you are. And you never really realize through whatever struggles that you have, you may be able to help someone else heal their lives. And that is the main reason why I am doing what it is that I am doing, because I want people to be able to heal their lives. And whatever it is that I may have to do in order to be authentic and to maybe help someone else, I'm going to do that. And I encourage that, you know, our clients do the same. You have been seeing a different way of me posting, because in order for me to be able to show you the way, I have to actually leave footprints for you. Am I right? So that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing the videos. You're seeing everything that I have been telling, you know, my clients to do. You're seeing me do it because, in order for you to be able to have, you know, a blueprint, there has to be something that's already there. So that's why you're seeing that.
Right. Wow. Thank you. And they're good, too. They're just seeing the part of you that you're giving online is a wonderful thing and a wonderful thing to hear. And our time is just about up. It went by so fast, Kai. I'm just telling you. It flew by. Yeah, right?
It did.
So before we close out, please let people know your web address and how they can get in touch with you and follow you online, because I really want people to get to know Kai Mann and Iology, Inc.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. If you would like to get in touch with Iology, Inc., if you're ready to be seen, heard, and remembered, you can check us out at iologyinc.com, and that is EYEOLOGYINC.com. You can also check us out on Instagram. We're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter, at Iology, Inc. You can email us at iologyinc@gmail.com. Our phone number is 773-609-2393. And you can also reach me at Kai Mann. I'm on Facebook and at Kaiology everywhere else. Thank you so much, Kai.
I enjoyed the conversation, and we will talk again soon.
Yes, we will. Thank you. You have a good evening.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Kai Mann of Iology, Inc. Be sure to check her out at iologyinc.com, on Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook as Kai Mann. If you are in the need of someone to handle your promotions and walk you along in your life to get you to your next level, I do recommend Kai Mann of Iology, Inc. And that is it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. Remember to stay connected to Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com, and you can find us on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from PM to hear more literary good stuff with my guests, all gentlemen, next week. I'll talk with Edmund Jones about his new book, The Nerdy Homecoming King, and Dr. Truman Hudson, Jr. of Be Me Community and Chris Rutherford of Broadside Lotus Press talk about the upcoming Notice to POTUS Essay, Poetry, and Spoken Word Contest for you. This has been Andrea Daniel for the Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. I do appreciate you being there, and I want you to have a good rest of your day and live a good